Welcome to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues, a weekly program discussing issues of concern to the family and those who hold traditional family values in Pennsylvania and our nation. Archives of these programs can be heard at www.afafpa.org. And now, your host, Diane Gramley, State Director of American Family Association of Pennsylvania.
Homeschooling, something we take for granted in this country. Although in recent weeks there have been attempts in the Pennsylvania General Assembly to place restraints on homeschooling, all in the name of cutting down on child abuse, what we face, at least at this point, is nothing like families who want to homeschool in Germany. The German ban on homeschooling was put in place by Adolf Hitler. That should tell us a lot right there. The Supreme Court of Germany has declared that the purpose of the German ban on homeschooling was to, quote, counteract the development of religious and philosophically motivated parallel societies, unquote. But what does Germany's homeschooling ban have to do with us? The answer is the Romeika family. I probably just butchered that name, Romeika family, and the U.S. Department of Justice's attempt to deport them. My guest today is Mike Donnelly with the Homeschool Legal Defense Association, or HSLDA. Thanks, Mike, for being with us.
Good to be with you.
And did I pronounce the name correctly?
You did great.
I know, I asked. Okay. I actually proved my first right table. Anyway, let's start with the basics. What is HSLDA?
HSLDA is a national nonprofit association. We are the Homeschool Legal Defense Association. For the last 30 years, we have been defending the rights of parents who want to educate their children at home, mostly here in the United States, and now as homeschooling is growing abroad, we are increasingly getting involved overseas as well. You know, homeschooling has been going on here in the U.S. for 30 to 40 years. We have 2 million homeschooled students in the United States. Research shows that children do very, very well both academically and socially in home education, and that's why people around the world are getting more interested in it. And the problem is people are getting more interested in it. Governments are getting more repressive about it, at least some governments.
Yeah, and what we see happening with the Romeika family is, I think it's tragic. You know, they came here in August of 2006 to flee.
Actually, 2008.
August 2008, to flee Germany's repressive laws on homeschooling. In fact, they were facing thousands of dollars in fines against them, and the government planned to put a lien on their home. And then they fled in August 2008 to come here. Give us a little more information on the family itself.
Well, sure. They did come here in August 2008, and in 2010, a federal immigration judge granted them asylum on account of their religious beliefs, as well as, importantly, because they are members of a particular social group under asylum law called homeschoolers. The judge said homeschoolers are a group that we can recognize in Germany, and they're being persecuted because they're homeschooling their children. And that's a basic human right, the judge said, that no country can deny, not even a country that's a good country in many other respects like Germany. And so they came here. The judge awarded them asylum. But the Obama administration appealed that, and in May of 2012, the Obama administration revoked that grant of asylum and ordered the family to go back to Germany. We, the Homeschool Legal Defense Association, have been representing them from the very beginning, and we have appealed that determination, that revocation, to the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals, where we will argue on April 23rd to the three-judge panel why we believe that the Obama administration is wrong and why the Romeikis should be allowed to stay.
So the judge had already granted them asylum?
Yes, a federal immigration judge. You have to understand that the federal immigration judge is actually not a member of the Article III judiciary. He's actually a federal employee. He works for the president, but he's an impartial fact finder, and they call him a judge.
But
he still works in the executive branch.
He still works in the federal government.
Yeah, exactly.
So he granted them asylum, and then when was it that the Obama administration revoked that?
That was in May of 2012.
Okay, just last May,
Just last year, yeah.
So if the Obama administration is successful in this lawsuit, in their effort to deport them, which we pray that they will not be,
right,
what will happen to this family if they're forced to go back to their home country?
Well, if they have to go back to Germany, I mean, they'll be treated like homeschoolers, which is terrible, the way Germany treats homeschoolers. I mean, if they catch you homeschooling your kids, they may give you a little leeway in terms of threatening you. They'll maybe say, look, you better put your kids in school or else things are going to happen that you're not going to like. Then they'll start fining you. Then In some states, they'll go after you in criminal court. In the state of Hessen, Germany, and the thing is, all the states are uniform. Some of them are a little bit more aggressive in the criminal courts. Some of them are more aggressive in taking custody away from parents, actually taking children away from parents, or removing custody for decision-making from parents. But all the states essentially do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And they go after you, and they try to put pressure on you, and they don't even ask whether or not you're educating your children. This is not about the education, because they're, you know, homeschooling works. And
right.
German homeschoolers are just as good as American homeschoolers in terms of getting the same kind of results. That's not the question they ask, and that's not their concern. Their concern is that these are people who have somehow escaped. Yeah, they've escaped the system, and they're no longer under state control, and so they're not being exposed to the values that the government wants them to be exposed to through the government curriculum. In Germany, private schools must also use the government-approved curriculum.
Oh, so they already have a Common Core type thing.
Oh, it's way more than Common Core.
Oh, my goodness.
It's way more than Common Core.
Wow.
Exactly.
So,
so that's what will happen to them. They will suffer repression.
Yeah.
Now, I know people listen to this and they say, well, persecution, that's when you get your head, you know, blown off or you get beaten or something like that because of your Christian beliefs. Well, that certainly is persecution. But it's no less persecution if you're going after someone because they are trying to do what God calls them to do, to follow their religious conscience, and you disproportionately punish them the way Germany is punishing them. That also is persecution.
Well, true. Plus, what's happening to them even prior to them leaving in August 2008 is that they were facing thousands of dollars in fines and a possible lien on their home. So, like you're saying, the German government was putting pressure on them putting monetary pressure on them to try to force them to give up the idea of homeschooling. Has there ever been an attempt? I mean, this whole thing with the banning homeschooling went back to the 30s with Hitler. Has there been an attempt to try to throw this law out that you know of in Germany?
No, there hasn't been any attempt to throw this law out. In fact, on the contrary, the courts and the legislatures, the courts in Germany have upheld the state's power to do what they're doing because they say they have an interest, the public has an interest in counteracting the development of religiously and philosophically motivated parallel societies. Something I think we'd call here in the United States, I think we call that pluralism, when people who have different religious and philosophical ideas are doing different things.
Yeah.
And that it's the state's job, more importantly than the parents, to socialize children. So that's what the Supreme Courts of Germany have said. There are two Supreme Courts in Germany. The Constitutional Court said that. The Criminal Constitutional Court said, or the Criminal High Court said, it's okay to take children away from parents if they're homeschooled. They've actually dug their heels in. And I'm not aware of any legislature in Germany that has even remotely looked at doing something differently, which is very, very sad.
In fact, I think I've read some stories out of Germany where parents have lost their children, at least for a time, homeschooling parents have.
Oh, that's definitely happened.
Yeah. As I look at that, I cannot understand how a supposed democracy, I think Germany is classified as a democracy, how they can stand the idea that parents would not have the freedom to teach their children and not be under state control. But I'm reminded of that CNN reporter who said that basically children do not belong to the parents, they belong to the community.
That was MSNBC.
Oh, okay.
Melissa Harris Perry, I believe is her name.
Same thing.
MSNBC. Well, yeah, I suppose. But anyway, yeah, she's also a professor at Tulane University, and she said we have to get over this private idea that children belong to their parents or families. Really, she said they belong to the community. And that is exactly the idea that is behind this German law. And I can explain the rationale, though. It's taken me years to figure this out. The Germans believe, like a lot of people in our country also, unfortunately, in the progressive movement and on that side of the political spectrum. And they believe that in order for democracy to survive, the government must control the education system to impose the values that they believe are appropriate on children. And it's a fundamental difference between people who believe that and people who, like you and I, believe that parents are the ones who are entrusted with children. Parents are the ones who have been given children and are responsible for raising them and teaching them. And that's the essential difference.
Yeah, and our founding fathers definitely did not believe that the state, that the government should be the ones who are teaching children and that they should be the ones who are raising children. I mean, that was not the intention of the founding fathers. We see what's happened with the state putting or using its power to influence schools, and we just see the whole terrible situation that the public schools are in right now with the indoctrination that our kids are going through and such. I mean, that's why I homeschooled our last two kids. But, you know, back to the Romica family and the lawsuit. I mean, you know, Obama's trying to deport them. And one of the arguments is that they don't see where there's a violation of anyone's protected rights. Yeah, and they're saying that entirely bans homeschooling, which Germany does not entirely ban homeschooling, is my understanding, because
well,
it allows some
well,
gypsies.
Germany does well, not permit it.
Okay.
Now, there's no law in any of the German states or at the federal level. Of course, Germany is a federal republic like the United States. The states control education law, but they're all very much more uniform than our education laws. But there's no law that says you cannot homeschool. In fact, the laws, in theory, would allow for it if the authorities gave permission or were to somehow say, okay, well, you can do that. We're going to give you an exemption. But none, almost virtually none. There are a sprinkling of families, maybe a handful of families, maybe a dozen or two dozen families around the country that I'm aware of, out of the hundreds and hundreds who are trying to do this and scores who are in court, who are able to, you know, get deals.
Get exemptions, okay.
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, and they're hardly really exemptions. It's just that the authorities are ignoring them.
Okay, just ignoring the problem, hoping it'll, quote-unquote, go away.
Well, yeah, or they just don't want to deal with it, which is unusual in Germany because the authorities are very efficient and they don't like to ignore problems that are out there. But, but that's very unusual for families to be able to get
deal
with it.
Yeah.
But so that's true.
Yeah. I know that Eric Holter said that when he was talking about homeschooling, there is no fundamental liberty to homeschool. And they don't.
Can I clarify that?
Yeah.
I'm not aware that Eric Holder himself
I don't think
he actually said that. I think that is a fair representation of the government's position on it. But just to be clear, he didn't actually say those words.
Okay.
But he did. But the government has argued that there is no fundamental right to homeschool. That the government has the authority to severely restrict or even prohibit home education, the right of parents to home educate, which I fundamentally disagree with, of course.
Okay, and that's the U.S. government saying that, though. Even though those may not be the exact words of Eric Holter, that is the implication, is that that at least this administration believes that homeschooling should be or can and quite possibly should be restricted in the United States.
Well, certainly that it can be. You know, whether it should be is a matter of, you know, I mean, they probably do believe it should be.
Right.
Some of them, perhaps.
Now,
I do know there are homeschooled people in the administration who probably don't agree with that, but there certainly are many people who think that education needs to be more controlled at the national level.
That's why
they're doing Common Core and things of that
exactly.
nature.
Exactly. That's just what I was going to say. We see them pushing this national curriculum through Common Core.
Precisely.
And so we see that they are wanting total control of the education system, and homeschoolers not being in that education system. They have a few loose ends there that they'd like to tie up. But, you know, again, we don't know that. But if the arguments that are being used right now to deport the Romica family, if this administration is successful in deporting them, saying that basically in a nutshell that parents don't have a fundamental right to homeschool, could, of course, you can't predict the future, but could that be used to restrict homeschooling here in the U.S.?
Well, if the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals were to say something like that, then that would be it would be dicta, but it could be persuasive dicta. Dicta is when a court, well, it might be more than dicta, I suppose, but this is an asylum case. It's the case of a foreign family coming here, and the question is whether or not they've made out their burden under the asylum law. And I suppose if the Sixth Circuit Court could rule in a way that it could have some precedential value that other courts could then use if the issue ever came up before them at the federal level. Now, the Supreme Court has never held that homeschooling is a fundamental right.
Okay.
It has held that parents have a fundamental right to direct the education and upbringing of their children. Now, we here at HSLDA argue that includes homeschooling.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
And of course it does.
Yeah.
And that's a fundamental human right. It's not just our Constitution. I mean, when you look around the world at basic human rights that all countries recognize, the right of parents is one of them. The right of parents to direct their children's education in conformance with their religious or philosophical convictions is a fundamental right of the highest order in international human rights law. So we're not the only ones, not that we need to appeal to international human rights law,
right.
But I'm just saying that this is, you know, a standard that is well recognized, and countries like Germany and Sweden who are repressing this fundamental right are well outside the norm, and countries like the United States and others should be working as they can to point that out to Germany and try to work with them to try to correct that situation.
Yeah, and I know that you guys have been working very hard to try to set the German government straight on this.
We're trying.
Yeah.
It's not easy, let me tell you. They do not like to listen. I mean, they are very stubborn. Unfortunately, they think that they know best. When you try to, you know, when you try to talk to them about, you know, in America, they're like, oh, you know, well, we Germans, we have our own ways, and mm-hmm. you know, we don't, you know, your ways are not the same.
Not
as our
German ways.
I mean, German kids are not so different than German American parents, and American parents are not so different from German parents.
True.
I mean, we love our kids. We want to do what's best for them, and you know, for a government to say that they're going to take over. Decide for parents how children are educated mm-hmm. is it's reprehensible.
Now, it was one of the arguments that the Womacka family used in seeking asylum is that their religious rights were being infringed upon in Germany because they were as Christians, they wanted to homeschool, but the German government was saying you cannot.
Yeah, it's a little more nuanced than that. I mean, the asylum law simply says that if you're being persecuted on account of religion, okay, and so it's a little bit vague in terms of the wording, but the judge did find that the Romicas had very specific religious beliefs, that it was their conscience and it was their religion that dictated them to homeschool their children. And he found that the government's position was circumscribing or frustrating their religious beliefs. And so that was sufficient in the judge's eyes for them to make out a case that they were being persecuted on account of religion, even though the judge recognized, and it's true, that the government was not going directly after their religious freedom, but it was circumscribing the ability for them to live out their religion.
Okay.
Right, and so.
Okay, so that was a component.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, okay. So what, you know, you're facing court appearance is going to be April 23rd, just the first part of next week, middle of next week.
That's right.
And we have this family who's currently living in Tennessee, the Romicka family is, and they're homeschooling their five kids. And I watched the video on, I think you guys have it up on your website, of the family. I think I forget how long it is. It's a short video, but they're telling their family. They're telling their story. And you can see their kids doing their work there and stuff, they're at the kitchen table. And, you know, when I think of this family who has learned English in the few years they've been here, unlike some immigrants who have come over who don't see the necessity of learning English, I was impressed with their story. And saddened by what the German government is trying to do, was doing to them, and even more so saddened by what our government is trying to do to them and deporting them, or attempting to deport them. This case is going to be heard at the Sixth Circuit. You said a three-judge panel?
That's correct.
What states does that involve?
The Sixth Circuit is in Cincinnati, and it covers kind of the Midwest, Ohio, Kentucky, Tennessee,
Michigan, I think.
Iowa, I think.
Okay.
It's the Midwestern Circuit.
Okay.
And, yeah, you know, we're optimistic. We're hopeful. We think we have some really good arguments, both substantively and technically. We think that the government got it wrong in a number of different areas. And, you know, we're hopeful that we'll get a good panel. I think we've got some judges that are interested on the panel.
Okay.
And I'm optimistic. I mean, we know who's in control and ultimately whose purposes will prevail. And we're okay with that. The family is a faithful family. They're a wonderful family, as you pointed out.
Yeah.
They have tremendous faith. They know who's watching out for them. And they're comfortable, confident, and at peace with what's happening. They're just, you know, they're just normal people. They really are.
Right.
Just want to be left alone to raise their children, to do what they think is best for their children. They're not trying to shake the foundations of society, you know, as the Germans think that homeschoolers are trying to do. And hopefully that they'll be able to stay, but more importantly, or as importantly perhaps, that the government in Germany and other countries around the world will see that this really is a fundamental human right that needs to be protected and respected, and that parents ultimately the ones that we as people in society need to look to give children the important values that they have. And that's, as we see, you know, the education system that has exposed children to increasingly less values has resulted in a lot of problems we've had in society. And we need parents to get more involved and to concentrate more on values, and we need government to respect and protect that.
Right. Now, what can we as private citizens do besides pray?
Oh, well, that's very important. We need people to be doing that, and I know thousands, really probably millions of people are doing that, and we are so grateful for that. Second thing is people can sign a website petition we have established, that has been established, I should say, at the White House website, petitions.whitehouse.gov. We have over 120,000 signatures, I think. We've got enough to make the administration, according to their own guidelines, respond to our request that they grant Romicka's asylum.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, people could sign that and just let them know that, hey, you know, we care, we're paying attention, and the more signatures we get, the better. That's at petitions.whitehouse.gov. And you can also get there by going to our website, hslda.org, and just click on the Romicka page. It's hslda.org/Romicka. The other thing people could do is to contact their congressman. We've got a number of congressmen who are interested in this case, and some of them have wanted to write a letter to the Attorney General, and we expect that that may happen. So, you know, the more Congress hears about this, the more they may be able to do something. And Congress actually can act. There are things that Congress can do to both help this family and also help the cause of homeschooling freedom here in the U.S. and around the world by encouraging the government to stop doing things like Common Core and push and get out of the business of trying to take over education and putting it back where it belongs in the states and in the local school boards.
Yeah, but unfortunately, I think the government, and it's not just this, it didn't start with this administration, but unfortunately the government believes that they need to control the kids and indoctrinate them so that they can continue whatever agenda they're pushing.
Certainly. I mean, that's, you know, anybody who wants to control society needs to control education. That's why we've seen tragic and catastrophic consequences in history when governments, national governments, have taken over the education systems.
Yeah.
It's a bad idea, and any step in that direction is a bad idea. And that's why Common Core is a bad idea. Our association has taken a very strong stance in opposition to Common Core. I mean, certainly as homeschoolers, we have an interest in not having national standards on a number of different fronts. It would make it difficult for homeschoolers over time to get into college, get jobs, and things like that. But also because it's just bad. It's a bad idea. It's bad for our country. It's bad for children.
Absolutely.
Very bad. And so we oppose it very strenuously.
Okay, good. So people can go sign the petition at it's a White House petition. You can get there by probably the easiest way to do that is go to hslda.org/. And then I'll spell this. Their name is spelled Romeike. So it's hslda.org/Romeike. Then on that page, there is a link to where you can sign the petition, the White House petition. Also contact your congressman and ask him or her to intervene in this situation because we need to keep this family in this country. And,
we do. These are the kinds of people that there are a lot. You know, immigration. We can all debate immigration, and immigration is an important part of American history. And you know,
immigrants. We're all immigrants. Yeah.
And we are. I mean, my grandparents were born in Ireland. I mean,
some of mine were born in Germany.
You've got a very special interest in this. Then.
Yeah.
I mean, these are the kind of people we want to be in America, and they're good, God-fearing, law-abiding people who add value, and they should be allowed to stay.
They should be, absolutely. Thanks, Mike. You're going to be the one arguing the case, right?
I am not.
Okay.
Nope.
But
my boss,
helping.
Mike Ferris,
the
founder of
HSLDA,
he's going to have that privilege, and he's much better at doing that kind of thing than I am.
He's got a few cases under his belt, yeah.
Yes, he does. He's a tremendous advocate and lawyer, and we are so blessed to have him. And he's going to be doing the argument on the Sixth Circuit court next week.
Okay, fantastic.
I will be there, though, watching him.
Right. Hey, you keep up the good work, and we appreciate all the work that HSLDA does.
Thank you so much.
Okay, take care.
You have been listening to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues. If you would like to get involved in the efforts to defend traditional values in Pennsylvania, please contact the AFAFPA by writing to Post Office Box 1048, Franklin, Pennsylvania, 16323, or by visiting their website at www.afafpa.org.